Anyone who was watching the Tory conference and seeing George Osborne make his speech will be aware that he's been talking about employee owners. Well, now draft legislation is being put forward and there's a consultation document out. Now, we're going to find out from John Endicott at Francis Clarke about what is happening here. What is the plan being put forward by the Tory party?
This announcement in George Osborne's speech came as a bit of a shock to the accountancy profession and hasn't been met with universal enthusiasm. He's proposing a system whereby people are able to have shares in their employer, so that means it's got to be a company for them to have shares in it. These shares are going to be valued between £2,000 and £50,000. And in return for getting these shares, these people give up their employment rights. They're on a very different tier status, and it will enable certain companies, which are considered to be fast-growing, vibrant kind of companies, to operate on a different employment rulebook.
Okay, just talk about some of the employee rights that they might be giving up.
The main rights that people would have to give up would be rights for unfair dismissal and certain rights relating to redundancy as well as maternity leave. The idea is getting closer to this that's been suggested by some members of the government of getting closer to a hire and fire kind of mentality, so making it much easier to get rid of people.
How useful will these shares be? I mean, how much value will there be in them?
We're talking shares with a minimum value of £2,000 and a maximum of £50,000, and you'd expect a number of employers to be going for the minimum kind of level. The shares have a capital gains tax exemption on them, but that's not really that big a deal. And you would still be subject to income tax on the shares when you got them. So you've still got to pay tax on the value of what you're getting up front as well. It's hard to see why this is particularly attractive.
Is it actually making it easier on companies? And will this be something which will generate more money in the economy?
Well, that's a good question. And one of the issues here is that this will only apply to companies. So, I mean, if you took Francis Clarke, for instance, we're a limited liability partnership. You know, we're a large employer in the Southwest. Couldn't apply to us because we're the wrong type of legal status, nor could it apply to organisations that trade through unlimited liability like sole traders or normal partnerships. It's hard to see how it can apply to many bodies that might be structured as being owned as another part of another organisation. So it's very difficult to see how it kind of works through. So it could perhaps be best viewed as aimed at a particular business community. And for those, it may be helpful. And I think this will perhaps be a more successful policy if it's only taken up by a few people in one particular area. The time will tell, though, as to how attractive it is.